Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir. I do. Hi, your name is?
Anita.
Anita, nice to meet you, Anita.
Tony, we're having a wonderful conversation. She currently has been studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses. And, you know, I don't know much about Jehovah's Witnesses, and I know you know probably a little bit more than I do. And I was just encouraging her to use the book and use scripture. She Anita seems to be very faithful to read scripture and seek after God, but I know obviously the Jehovah's Witness or Mormons or Catholics or Methodists or anything else is not what we put our hope in. And
your attention, please. City bus route number 7 is now available.
Sure. Bring in just to say hi. And
route 7.
Yeah, the Jehovah's Witness portion.
Anita, how long have you been studying with the Watchtower Society? How long ago did you start studying again? 4 years. And how long was it, how long were you not following the Watchtower? Okay. Do you know what the Watchtower teaches about who Jesus is? What does the Watchtower teach as you've been taught about who Jesus is? Okay. Does the Watchtower teach that Jesus is God in the flesh?
No.
Okay. So, if Jesus was not God in the flesh, how could he die for you and me?
He's the Son of God, and God brought Jesus down here to save us from sin.
Okay. But how can someone who's not God save us from sin? Okay. So then, if... And if I'm misunderstanding you at all, Anita, correct me, okay? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything like that. So, if Jesus is not God, and a person who is not God cannot save us, where is your hope of salvation? Okay. Yeah, I think I heard you mention to Brad that you've been taught that you need to keep the law. You need to keep the commands of God to obey God. How well do you have to do that to be right with God?
Every day.
Okay. And are you able to do that perfectly?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 5:48 that we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. God's standard of goodness is moral perfection. And you and I have already admitted to each other that we are not perfect. So God is not going to accept our efforts to be perfect if his standard is perfection. Does that make sense? If God says, you must be perfect, and we say to God, I've tried but I failed, God's not going to accept our trying and failing when his standard is perfection. So, neither you nor I can keep God's law perfectly. So then where is our hope? Okay, but it... Sure. Yeah. But the judgment's coming. Right? And we're not going to be perfect before that time. So then where is our hope? If God demands perfection, and we can't live up to that standard, where is our hope that we will not face God's wrath and judgment? Why should God forgive us? So because he created us, he should forgive us. Mm-hmm. What is it? We often use that word as well, repent, repentance. So what does that word repent mean to you? If I was your friend and you were helping me to learn about the Bible, and I, not having never heard of that word repent, how would you explain that word to me?
I would tell you that what are you doing
Do you believe it's a sin to use illegal drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. If, and I agree with you, if I were using illegal drugs and I stopped using illegal drugs, does me stopping wash away my sins that I committed by using illegal drugs? Does me stopping today erase my past? Let me explain a little more graphically. Brad and I are friends, and I never planned to hurt him. But if I walked into the bus station today and I murdered Brad, I drove a knife through his heart, and then after I committed that crime, I decided it's wrong to murder people and I'm never going to do it again, am I still guilty of murdering Brad? Okay. So if we change our behavior today, and that word repent includes a changing of behavior, it's first a changing of mind, which leads to a changing of behavior. If I repent of murdering Brad, meaning that I'm never going to murder someone like Brad again, I'm still guilty of murdering Brad. So my repentance doesn't take away my guilt for murdering Brad. So what would take away my sin of murdering Brad? Can anything take that away? No? Then I have no hope. Right? I have no hope. Anita, have you ever been so angry with someone? And even if you don't do anything about it, you don't even say anything, you don't say a mean word to the person. But have you ever thought in your mind, I think I hate that person? Ever in your life? Yeah. 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 Well, I'm guilty too. Right, I've done that too. The Bible says, in more than one place, but particularly in John, 1 John 3:15, whoever hates his brother, whoever hates another person, is a murderer. Now, have you tried to stop hating people? Yeah, good, good. We shouldn't. The Bible says that we should love one another, right? But does the fact that you no longer hate people take away the hate you felt before? And if God sees hatred as murder, and you say there's no hope for the murderer, then right now there's no hope for Anita. Okay. Well, but again, we've already established that God's standard is perfection. Right, we can't live up to it, and God's not going to God's not going to forgive us simply because we're unable to live up to His standard. Because God's holy. You know, God's not a corrupt judge who could be bribed. By our goodness, if I had been found guilty of breaking the law in some way, and Brad was the judge, and on my day of sentencing, I walk into the courtroom and I say, Your Honor, yes, I'm guilty. I've broken the law. I'm sorry about that. But here's $20, and I washed the windows on your brand new Mercedes on the way into the courtroom. I think you ought to let me go. Is the judge going to let me go because I'm sorry? Is the judge going to let me go because I try to pay him? Is the judge going to let me go because I wash his windows? In fact, the judge is going to slap another charge on me for trying to bribe the judge. Right. And that's how God sees our efforts to try to earn his forgiveness, to try to earn him taking away our sin and our punishment. He sees it as bribery. Okay? So, when we speak of repentance, it's not simply saying we're sorry, and it's not simply trying to do that which is right. While repentance includes those things, repentance doesn't save us. God is not going to forgive us simply because we try not to do something again or we try to do better. Because God's standard is perfection, and God cannot be bribed by our good works. So that being true, God being holy and righteous and just, and that God is not going to turn a blind eye to our sin simply because we ask Him to and we try to do better, where is our hope? Well, okay. Okay. So the Bible says that it is by grace we are saved through faith. It doesn't say that it is by faith we are saved through grace. Salvation is by God's grace. And God in His grace gives us faith. But faith is only as reliable as the object of our faith, what we put our faith in. Let me explain that. Are you going to be getting on a bus today?
Yeah.
Okay. You are going to get on that bus and believe by faith that the driver is sober. You're going to get on that bus and believe by faith that he isn't in the middle of a fight with his girlfriend or her boyfriend and texting angrily on the phone while he or she's driving you on the bus. You're going to get on that bus and believe by faith that the brakes are going to work on a bus that was built by the lowest bidder. You're going to get on that bus by faith, and you're going to believe that the bus driver is going to see the red lights, and that the people driving the opposite direction are going to see the red lights. You believe by faith that you're going to get safely from here to wherever you're going. Let's say you're going to stop for lunch. You're going to believe by faith that when you go into that restaurant, the people who are cooking your food actually wash their hands after they use the bathroom. You're going to believe by faith that the person preparing your food or serving your food doesn't have hepatitis. You're going to believe by faith that the person serving your food isn't on her last day and is angry with her boss and isn't spitting in your food. You're going to eat that food by faith. Faith is only as reliable as the object of your faith. If you put your faith in the bus driver can crash. If you put your faith in the brakes could fail. If you put your faith in the restaurant, the food could still be bad. Faith is only as reliable as the object of our faith. The Watchtower Society teaches that Jesus is not God, that he is the incarnation of Michael the Archangel. Yes, that's what the Watchtower teaches. Now, okay, maybe not. And maybe you haven't heard that, but I would invite you to research the Watchtower's own literature about that. Okay, you haven't been taught that, but I've seen that teaching. Either way, though, the Watchtower Society teaches that Jesus is not God. that he is not God in the flesh. And so if you're... Is that yours, Anita? Okay. Anita, I want you to remember this. If you're not believing in the right Jesus, if everything else you believe is true, you're getting on a bus with no brakes.
Hey, nice meeting you, Anita.
Nice meeting you, Anita. All right, have a good day.